Going to the grocery store with my mother had always been dull. I sluggishly pushed the cart around, not caring who sent the goods to that particular store. But my trip to Benin included going to a market, Marché d'Antokpa, in the center of Cotonou. It is at that busy place that I learned that the people behind the scenes work very hard. The largest market in the country, it is where merchants go to sell their products. When we drove into the parking lot, I could see numerous of people. Vendors were holding up belts and watches in hope that we might purchase. Hubs were lined up in an endless maze. There seemed to be a buzz that filled the air, similar to a mall. Men usually sell belts, meat. Women sell cloth, beaded jewelry, shea butter, and food. Each booth contains everything from clothes to jewelry. The stores were shabby huts. Some huts seem to be in the tight space, but when you walk in, the building seems to expand. As I looked around, I was amazed at the strength of the women and girls. I saw them balancing mounds of colorful fruits and vegetables on top of their heads. Stopping one lady, our group bought pineapples. One by one, she peeled the skin with a knife. Handing each of us one, in return we gave 100 CFA, equivalent to 20 cents U.S. currency, for the juiciest pineapple I had ever tasted in my life. Women wear wrap skirts and t-shirts to keep them cool throughout the day. As they walked through the marketplace, they make eye contact to determine interest. When they knew we weren't going to buy, they would walk away disappointed. They will continue on with their business until a possible customer arrived. The women weren't the only vendors whom I thought were persistent. I found the men to be exactly the same. With deeper voices and a little bolder than the women, they would come up to you as if you requested their presence. When coming to us, they would yell out a French word, which I knew meant something like, "Please buy." Eventually, they realized that we didn't see anything they had was appealing. Even though it seemed like no one would buy, they kept walking, both women and men alike. From the cities to the villages, the vendors were the same. They showed perseverance and spirit and the need to sell to eat that day.